Our book critic John Leonard has a review of Philip Roth's new novel, Operation Shylock.
By now, you've probably heard so much about Philip Roth's new novel, you may even think you've already read it. This would be as postmodernist as Shylock itself. Like those reviews by Jorge Luis Borges and Italo Calvino and Stanislaw Lem of books that don't happen to exist. Just as postmodernist are all the publicity interviews in which Roth preempts criticism on what's real and what's not, which are themselves parodies of disposable consumer culture, the chat as gig, like the novel as therapy. So someone calling himself Philip Roth writes a book about going to Jerusalem to mix it up with someone else pretending to be Philip Roth, who promotes something called diasporism, which would send all the Jews back from Israel to the European countries where they became most distinctly Jewish in the first place. These two Roths sleep with the same shiksa, Wanda Jane Pozeski, a recovering anti-Semite and the most tantalizing layer cake of female excitement since Strindberg, or so we are told by one of the Roths. It doesn't matter which, since they end up pretending to be each other. Meanwhile, both Roths are diving in and out of the King David Hotel, or off to the trial of Ivan the Terrible of Treblinka, or lost on the road to Ramallah, where Israeli soldiers treat them like terrorists. Not only is the Israeli Secret Service, Mossad, involved, and Arafat, and the Second Oswald, and Saul Bellow's victim, and Dostoevsky's underground man, but so are the counterfeit travel diaries of Leon Klinghoffer, as well as a check for $1 million, which one Roth loses, perhaps in a halcyon fuzz, while the other is dying of cancer and resentment. I haven't mentioned Gollum yet, or Kafka, or Nabokov, or penal implants, not even Irving Berlin, the nice Jewish man who wrote Easter Parade and White Christmas. Whether the Roth who says he wrote this book really went to Athens to spy for Israel, while the other Roth, who claims to be a Chicago detective, is actually the Moshe Pippick who fooled around with Anne Frank, doesn't matter, except maybe to semioticians and Commentary Magazine and other Umberto Ecos. Since Philip Roth at age 60 isn't going to change, what does matter is that since he's such a big talker, we should listen to him. And what he's talking about most of the time in Shylock, from every feverish point of view, is Israel. His Arab friend from Chicago days may be furious at him. "What do an oppressed people's problems matter to a great comic artist like you?" shouts George. "You're a very amusing performer and a moral idiot." But Roth is obviously a lot more sympathetic to George's point of view than Saul Bellow would be. Even as Mossad spymaster, Smilesberger, is made to say of the Palestinians, "They are innocent. We are guilty. They are right. We are wrong. They are the violated. We the violators. I am a ruthless man working in a ruthless job for a ruthless country, and I am ruthless knowingly and voluntarily." And yet, of course, Roth himself won't buy any analogy to Hitler's horror. "Look," he cries, "Nazis didn't break hands. They engaged in industrial annihilation of human beings. They made a manufacturing process of death. Please, no metaphors where there is recorded history." It seems to me that this Philip Roth, on a brilliant talking jag about the end of metaphor and the Jew in history, may even be profound.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Operation Shylock by Philip Roth.